Welcome back to What's New.
I'm Mac.
Exactly. All right. Craig's got a new background.
Very new. Working from home today.
Very blue. And your matching shirt. You're really, really, you know, stylish.
This is black. I just have weird light today.
Oh, okay. That's a light down. Any event, Greg, what are you talking about today?
If you are looking to generate more images on demand, there's a new Google ad type that you can use generative AI to help you with.
Cool. And Crystal?
I'm going to be talking about some updates to Google Search Console for unused user tokens.
I'm going to be talking about the Google core ranking volatility. It's still not done yet. I think we're in day 44 or something like that. So stay tuned. Okay, great. So we have this core ranking volatility still going on. I think we're about 44 days in. Everybody's shocked that we're so far in. We keep talking about it and talking about it. And Glenn Gabe shared again some massive tweets showing how, again, there was more ranking volatility over the past 24 hours. Sites that were hit by the helpful content update back in September saw massive drops again when this first core update was released again. And now we're seeing even more volatility where that's deepening, where they're seeing even more degradation of their search rankings going down. Of course, sites that were going up are also seeing things going up as well. I saw a bunch of chatter in the Webmaster World forums and in the comments area. Be careful about my commentary. You don't want to go there. You don't want to read that without any helmet on or anything like that.
I did notice it was a little not safe for work.
Yeah, it's a pretty dangerous place there. But the tracking tools themselves are not showing huge volatility in the past 24 hours. So I think it's something that might show up in maybe tomorrow there. I know, Greg, you love those charts. So I'm sorry they're not too upsetting in the past 24 hours. But just, you know, buckle up because there's a lot of stuff going on. And we're hopefully going to see this update end any day now.
No, I love those charts. And I also love the AI-generated image you had for that article where it was just Google and it was like in a fireplace on fire. Loved it.
That was a good one.
I agree. I think like some of these things are brutal. Like I know some folks who struggled with the helpful content update back in September, and it's I think they said buckle up, but they weren't kidding. Apparently,
definitely not kidding. Greg, let's go into this AI stuff.
Yeah, so there's something very interesting for demand gen campaigns, which is Google Ads product, and that goes across YouTube Shorts, Gmail, and Discover. So there is sort of that Discover flair that many people are very interested in. And you can now type in a prompt right within Google Ads and have an image be created on the fly. There are a few interesting things about this, that every image that is created is unique to anybody else. So if you're an advertiser and you put in the same prompt as Crystal Berry, Crystal and yourself are going to get totally different images. And then those images are going to be able to be seen as generated by AI. So if you're looking at that, it will have that indication on there. And the example that they gave was like pretty stunning. It was, I always say this wrong, but the Aurora Borealis. I never know how to say that word.
Aurora Borealis.
My mouth just doesn't work that way. They're like, let me see some vibrantly colored tents underneath the Aurora Borealis. And then you would see like this selection of tents that you could use and then just turn that right into an ad. You know, not maybe the best example that they could give. The images are really cool, but you know, for the example they said, they're like, here are some cozy tents for winter adventures. And the tents were all different. So like, if you don't sell something, don't put that out there. Like they just had AI generated tents. And it's like, if you don't sell these, like you might not want to do that. But again, it is a good starting point in ways to help advertisers get more creative and get unique creative, because a lot of the stock stuff that they've had in the past can be repetitive.
I think particularly for verticals that don't really lend themselves to imagery, like if you sell tents, you can show up somebody at a tent, you can take a picture of your tent. But if you're selling like, I don't know, tax consultancy or something, like the imagery for that is pretty much just going to be like a notebook and a pen or a calculator or something. And there's only so many times you can get that stock footage. So yeah, it sounds like a great tool.
I do wonder how much this matters for conversions. I saw a tweet like the other day where somebody's like, yeah, I just hired a fancy new design firm, spending, you know, millions of dollars to create this new website that has all this flair. And I'm looking at Craigslist, right now, and they're making $660 million per year on their little, their really static, old-looking 1990 design. So I just wonder what the conversion rates matter, if they matter or not.
Yeah, I think for demand gen, like, it leads itself to more visual stuff, right? Like Discover and YouTube. But yeah, I mean, if it's not converting, right? Like, that's the big thing. Like, for the most part, demand gen has not worked that well. I have seen examples of it working really well, but test it out. Look at your conversions and make sure it's actually working, not just looking cool.
Right, for sure. And how important is that for ad strength?
So there was another tweet from Ginny Marvin, and she had come out, and there was kind of a back and forth last week that there could be something called ad strength, which is an internal diagnostic tool for advertisers to see how things are going. So I just have to, like, follow up. Ginny said that the ad strength metric is not a factor in stopping keywords from going to auction. Nate Lewis had some warnings that had showed up last week saying that it might have lower impressions because of poor ad strength. Ginny came out and gave a definite statement saying low ad strength will not stop you from going to the auction. So that's what you're alluding to, Barry. Okay. And I had hypothesized it could, but I just want to make sure I say.
Do you believe that to be true?
Maybe now, yeah. I do think a lot of times Google will hear what advertisers are saying and kind of change their tune on it. But there was a warning that said, your impressions were going to be limited due to, could potentially be limited due to your ad strength, which has never been a tool for the auction. So that was concerning, but, you know, it does seem like they maybe backtracked or changed their mind on it. So I trust Ginny.
Okay, it's good to be trusted. Do you trust all those users in your Search Console profiles, Crystal?
No, I do not. So I was really pleased to see Google Search Console doing something about unused users. I think anybody who's taken over an account from a client has seen this, where, you know, there's somebody listed there, and you go, Greg Finn, who's that? And they go, I don't know, or something. I think you know who Greg is. but sometimes there's people who haven't been in the account for years, so. I think that this is a good thing that they've done. So basically, they have a new security feature under user and permission management, which helps you to manage your unused user tokens, and basically it allows you to edit them, remove them in a lot more coherent way than you were able to do before. And I think that this has to do with a lot of their sort of, you know, they've been updating a lot of their security stuff. So around, like, API connectivity to different tools and things, they've changed around that interface. They've added in lots more security features, and it's been a big feature. So I think that it's important for websites to be on top of that. And I think that this is a good tool to sort of enable that.
Yeah, for sure. I go through a lot of those services to make sure, not just across the Search Console, but anything, Twitter or anything that I have that's connected with anything. I always try to make sure every several months that nothing's connected that shouldn't be, and that nobody has access that shouldn't have. So it's always definitely a good standard security practice to do that on anything that you have connections with or verifications with profiles. Thank you, Crystal. Absolutely. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. And that's today's It's New. So see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. Thank you.